Last question is that I'm binging on Netflix, not anything bad or anything, just wasting too much
What?
time. I'm binging on Netflix, he writes,
You're
not
binging
anything
on
bad or anything, just wasting so much time, and I'm tired the next day. My wife is mad, and I'm ashamed, but it helps my stress.
Netflix, yeah. That's not corona specific, that's a classic issue. That's a classic issue. And there's two parts of it. There's I'm ashamed, which that would be true even if she didn't know about it. You're not proud of yourself. You feel you're wasting your time. What are you on Netflix for? Forget about the fact that it's Netflix. You're in Rambam today, so then what are you even looking at it for? So, yeah, the shame has nothing to do with her. It has to do with himself. Then there's another issue. It bothers her. She doesn't like it. She doesn't like it. So then, that's a second issue. So there's two parts to this. There's two parts to this. I think the second one is easier to address than the first one, which is when something bothers somebody else, especially a spouse, we really try as hard as possible to not do it. So I would suggest that as much as you can try, as much as you can try to find other ways of relaxing, of vegging out, of, I don't want to sound like a nerd here, but like, go run around the block and, tire yourself out, and then take a hot shower and get in bed, right? Okay, it'll help you unwind by the Netflix, okay? But that's that part of it. But let's talk about the internal issue. It has nothing to do with his wife. It has nothing to do with the fact that she doesn't like it. It has to do with the fact even if she didn't mind it, he doesn't feel good about it. He doesn't like it. That's a much deeper issue. All of us do stupid things all the time. And we know that they're stupid. So why do we do them? But we're not stupid. I mean, that would be the simple answer. We do stupid things because we're stupid. Oh, okay, fine. So then you answer the question. But we're not. We're not stupid. So why do we do stupid things? Because those things work for us. What do you mean it works for me? It makes me ashamed. It makes me tired. I see two ways it's not working for me. Yeah, but apparently it is working for you. On some level, it is. In some way, at some time, it is meeting a need. So, again, you're not a stupid person, so why would you do a stupid thing? Because on some level, it works. And there are different approaches to how to get those things out of your life. But I would suggest that the more permanent way and the deeper way, the realer way, I guess because we're in Chodesh Iyar, so it's kedai to speak about Ishapcha as opposed to Chodesh Nisan, which is Iskafia. Chodesh Nisan is Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're running away from the evil. So that's Iskafia. I still have all sorts of, I want to watch Netflix, but I don't let myself. That's Iskafia. Iyar is Sfiras HaOmer, where you're actually cleaning up your midos, you're actually changing. That's Ishapcha. So that's I don't even want to watch anymore. I mean, maybe on some level, it's technically, yeah, I guess it'll be interesting, but no, I don't want to. No, it's not a struggle. If I think about it, to have the idea for a second, I easily push it away because it's like, no, that's not what I really want to do. It's not something that's going to satisfy me. So how do you get to that though? How do you get to that second level? Where you're not white knuckling, you're not forcing yourself, you're not controlling yourself, you've actually changed yourself. You've changed what you like and what you value. And my answer to that is that there's no substitute for the change. It's a process. Forcing yourself, Scafia, you can do it in 1 second. Just force yourself. And to some degree, you can start with the Iskafia now because, you know your wife doesn't like it. So even when you do it, you'll cut it short, shorter than you would have on your own. And you do it so you annoy her a little bit less. So there you'll have some Iskafia in your life, some white knuckling, some forcing yourself. But long term, you've got to be the changing yourself. And changing yourself means that when you change what works for you. Right now, this is meeting some type of a need. That's why you're doing it. Again, I said you're not stupid, so why are you doing a stupid thing? Because on some level, it's working for you. Meeting some type of a need. How are we going to change that? You're going to have to actually change your needs. You're going to have to change your needs. Or change the way that you meet your needs. But that's much deeper work. What does that mean? Let's try to be a little bit more specific here. That means that maybe I need to unwind so much and veg out and numb myself, and Netflix happens to be the way that they do it, but, you know, it could be anything, you know, it could be heroin, you know, why not, you know. Don't want to give anyone any suggestions, but I'm saying, hey, what does it matter? That's incidental. The point is I'm having trouble with reality, and I want to escape. So what needs to change is my relationship with reality. What needs to change is not that I'm watching Netflix. What needs to change is the need that I'm meeting by watching Netflix. I have a need to numb myself, to veg out, to escape, because reality is causing me stress. Okay, so I have to change it. I have to change the fact that I'm not dealing well with reality. I need better tools for living. I need a better way to go through my day so that by the end of my day, I'm not craving some mind-numbing outlet. And that's real Avaida. You want to know what Avaida is? Avaida is when you learn Siddhis and think about Siddhis and internalize it in your own words and appreciate life a little bit differently so that you go through your day. This is not the point of Siddhis, but this is definitely a Tetzah, that when you go through your day, you will deal with life. You'll deal with reality more gracefully, more easily, with more dignity, with more class, and you will have less strain, and you will have less need for something mind-numbing at the end of the day. But that's a project. That's a project. So you start right now with what you can do, what you can do right now, which is control yourself, white-knuckle it, and just, you know, force yourself to do what you don't want to do. But that's not the long-term plan. You can't white-knuckle it forever. You can't just have Iskafia as your only tool in your toolkit for life. Eventually, you're going to have to change how you're handling life in general. And as that improves, then automatically you'll see that some of the ways you were taking care of yourself in the past, you no longer have the need to take care of yourself in those ways. And then your way of treating yourself will be more in alignment with your current values. Because your values anyway say you don't want to be binging Netflix. That's your values. But your emotional needs are that it helps you, at least on some level. So when you change your capacity for dealing with life, by changing your perspective on life, by learning some chassidus and appreciating infinity and then it just expanding your threshold, expanding your capacities. So then the ways that you treat yourself will become more in alignment with the values that you already hold for yourself.
Real work. And there must be, it can be part of that.
What was the question?
I said that's real work, and Mashpia can be part of that.
Oh,
support can be part
yeah,
of that.
For sure. For sure. Absolutely. You're going to need to check in with somebody while you're doing that work to make sure that you're being real, and that you're not being too hard on yourself or too gentle.
Right. And the benefit, of course, is that your wife will be happier, but you will be happier if you're aligned, if your actuality
right.
is aligned with your values.
Yeah, for sure. And the truth is, you know, it's not for her because you could please her with just pure Iskafia, white knuckling. But you'll be happier when you've done a little isapcha and changed yourself a little bit. And yes, in case anybody's wondering, that is what chassidus is. That's what it means to be Chabad. It doesn't mean schmaltzering. It means learning chassidus and thinking chassidus and incorporating those ideas into the way we see life so that we live our lives better.
All right.